Welcome back, everyone. I have to say, it's been a really tough few months for the hardware world. We're seeing some massive names like iRobot, Luminar, and Rad Power Bikes actually file for bankruptcy. It's honestly a bit heartbreaking to watch these innovative companies struggle.
It is a tough pill to swallow, but it's important to look at the facts. Each of these companies faced a unique set of pressures. We're talking about everything from heavy tariff burdens and supply chain fractures to sudden shifts in what consumers actually want to buy.
And when you step back and look at it together, their struggles really paint a bigger picture. It highlights just how incredibly difficult it is to launch and keep a hardware startup afloat in today's economy. Unlike software, which can just pivot overnight with a few lines of code, hardware is deeply tied to physical manufacturing and complex logistics.
Exactly. That physical dependence creates real vulnerabilities, which is exactly what we're seeing play out now. Let's break down the main hurdles these founders are up against. First off, trade tensions have driven up tariffs on imported materials, which massively inflates production costs. Companies like iRobot have found it nearly impossible to absorb those hikes while staying competitive.
And that's just the start. The pandemic really laid bare how fragile our global supply chains are. We saw massive delays and shortages of critical parts, forcing these startups into incredibly tough decisions about whether to scale up or pull back.
On top of that, the market itself is moving at lightning speed. Take the e-bike boom, for instance. Demand skyrocketed, but companies like Rad Power Bikes found themselves battling intense competition and a suddenly saturated market. It's a brutal combination.
It really makes you wonder about the bigger picture, doesn't it? This isn't just bad luck. It's a reflection of a tech industry that's getting fiercer by the day. Especially when you factor in the flood of cheaper alternatives coming from overseas manufacturers.
Precisely. As these companies stumble, it forces us to ask a serious question. Is the traditional hardware startup model even sustainable in an era that heavily favors lightweight software and digital services?
That's a great point. But I don't want to leave our listeners feeling discouraged. There are actually some really valuable lessons here for anyone dreaming of building their own hardware brand. First, you have to deeply understand your market. Thorough research helps you spot trends early, so you can pivot before things get too dire.
Absolutely. And second, you cannot rely on a single supplier. Building a diversified supply chain is no longer optional. It's a critical risk mitigation strategy. If one link breaks, your whole operation shouldn't grind to a halt.
And let's not forget the financial side. You need a rock-solid financial plan that actually budgets for the unexpected, like sudden tariff hikes or logistics nightmares. Without that buffer, one bad quarter can sink you.
Well said. Looking ahead, while the recent bankruptcies are certainly disheartening, they serve as a necessary wake-up call. The future of hardware innovation will depend on companies that can adapt not just their products, but their entire operational and business models.
I couldn't agree more. It's going to take resilience, flexibility, and a whole lot of grit. But for those who can navigate these complexities with awareness and creativity, there's still plenty of room to thrive. Thanks for diving into this with me.